Just if you dive in the water, I guess if you dove in, I guess.
What about the next day? Tomorrow they might
dive again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sometimes if they're going off this dive or even on the ground, and just playing around, and they put their put his head on the ground, kicks his feet up, and he goes like this. What would you call that? Well, or if you're just messing around on mats or something out in the back there, where you put your head on the ground, you kick your heels up over your shoulders, and start tearing on them like that.
Well, yeah, watch it. Yeah, it should be crawling.
Mm-hmm. Or go head over heels, so you have tunneling on the grass. Cause some sort of... Any other things for that?
The black water is pretty thin.
Now some sort of coming.
Play hooky one day, you went down to the pool, or something, or you went down to the creek or the river, you might say, you strip down, you go into the water, you take
what?
Or you go swimming. Mm-hmm.
What if you did it yesterday?
Then
you
go, go to water washing.
Sure. Really? Is there a difference
pollution
there?
Pollution isn't that
good. Well, yeah, washing will just go in.
The black is kind of gas.
Go swimming in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Back pool, head pool, all
sand the creeks. It was swimming pool.
The creek should have kind of good-sized holes in them. So we drag the logs out and make a sandy
bottom. You might have water out there that's the wrong
black water is really clean, that's tannic acid.
Yes, it was very short.
And it was fairly clean, but it didn't have to go in it. Never had no rashes or nothing.
No, the
water was right pure. I mean, not much pollution or anything in it. So the black is tannic acid, so it's pretty clear water. And sand bottoms there. There was a swimming hole nearby on the old creek on the north side of town. Different size holes.
Swimming.
Anybody could walk out there and strip off the water. Sometimes it could be a suit, a pair of shorts or something.
What would you like
to find it with?
Hey, buy something.
Anybody else start coming and running the bank, get float on that cliff.
Say it.
Or stay underwater.
So, if you went out there, you'd say you're going to go for
it. Pay it up.
Let's go for a swim.
If you did it yesterday.
A gift.
You went for a swim yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody is going for a swim.
Let's see. Did you dip?
You say I swam yesterday?
Might go again. Go swimming again.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Was it
maybe buy something or you pay your bill? Sometimes the storekeeper will give you a little present and say it's for bonus.
Hey, Cross is just giving you so you pay it up.
Mm-hmm. No word for that bonus.
That's a little gift.
Somebody went swimming, let's say they weren't real good at it, and they died from being in the water. What would you say they did? They wouldn't.
Say it. You saw something up the tree.
Diving?
Yeah, well, so they got caught in the whirlpool and they couldn't get out and say.
Oh, drowned?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
What was it? Baby?
You
climbed
the tree. Crawl.
Any other way of saying that?
Crawl.
Man wants to hide behind something.
Squat. I believe it's quite old for crawling creek. Squat later. And he toddles a little while when he gets a little bigger.
Or somebody was going
turn. Walking, crawling.
You say, if you saw something off the tree and you wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and you go.
Look at it.
What if you wanted to,
Yeah, so you climbed the tree yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, I might go and
you were tired.
If a man wanted to hide behind something that was low, let's say a hedge or something, he'd have to get
squat,
up there.
Squat.
Or any other way.
Squat or lay down.